Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So let's talk about this idea of belonging. You said it's defined by the question, who wants me? Say more.
That's correct, Susie, and it's a legitimate need, again, wired into us by God as our creator, and it needs to be met in people who are trustworthy and on our side and for us. We don't need to necessarily have tons of friends, but we all were created to have this vertical relationship with people here on earth who care about us and that we care about. The more that we know about who we are and the healthier our identity is, the healthier our belonging will be. So sometimes we can teach friendship skills and relationship skills, which is totally appropriate. However, if somebody's identity is still, you know, I am a jerk, then their belonging is going to be negatively affected by that. So that's an important thing for people to understand, is that these needs are connected. Again, if we allow our kids to be on teams of games, on video, different gaming and computer games and a lot of social media, they may be getting their belonging needs met by a false sense of a connection that isn't nearly as deep. It can be real, but it can be less real, certainly, than the eye contact, friendship with kids in a youth group, kids in a school, kids in a neighborhood, even their own siblings and relatives. So we do want to make sure that we have our kids ready for real time, real relationships, and to have the character that will support healthy relationships where we give and take and we serve each other.
So even though technology offers this superficial sense of belonging, I imagine young people would take that over any amount of time of feeling disconnected, which goes back to just the observation I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that you see a young person at a family reunion or out to dinner with a bunch of family and friends and their faces in their phone. It's almost like a free fall. Like, I can't put this down and risk any amount of time where somebody's not talking to me, where I don't have a sense of belonging, identity, or security. So I'm keeping my face here. So sorry, I'm going to reject you first. I'm busy. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I do.
Which is so sad when you think about it, because it's almost like you have to go through that little bit of time, put it down so that you can engage in a deeper sense of belonging. How does a mom convince a child or, you know, an adolescent that there's more than what you have right now? How did they help them kind of take those steps to a deeper sense of connection?
You know what, Susie? I think we need to just do the hard thing sometime and take the phone away and say, trust me, you can live through this. And so we don't allow them to check their social media feed for X amount of time. You know, I think from the time you get home until, I don't know, my preference would be many weeknights. There's no tech at all. They don't need it until the weekend except for school stuff. But that depends upon family values and a whole lot of things. Certainly, if it's the first thing they're checking in the morning, then there's an addiction to what the social friends are telling me rather than what I'm hearing from God and my family. So I think we take it away and we let them know they've lived through it and that, in fact, they didn't miss out on liking that many posts and that, in fact, the friends that still matter to them, they still have, and that the others were fake, and the pressure you were under to be popular is unhealthy. And this is where the kids have said to me, I do like myself better now that I'm no longer playing this game. But kids are not going to know that until the parents force the issue. And this is where parents have to love their kids enough to say, no, we are concerned, we're taking it away, and we'll give it back to you, you know, later today or, you know, tomorrow or whatever your policy might be.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.